Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. A British official said Prime Minister Boris Johnson was in stable condition Wednesday after spending a second night in the intensive care unit at a London hospital for coronavirus disease treatment. Britain, which has been under lockdown orders for about 2 weeks, has about 56,000 confirmed coronavirus cases with 6,100 deaths. South Korea, meantime, has not followed many other countries in instituting strict stay-at-home measures, but has had success in greatly reducing its number of new virus transmission with calls for social distancing and school closings. There have been concerns about the possibility for greater infection numbers in the capital, Seoul, and on Wednesday, the city's mayor announced the closure of bars and nightclubs. The government announced 53 new cases on Wednesday. Japan Prime Minister Shinzo Abe declared a month-long state of emergency for Tokyo and six other territories to ramp up defenses against the spread of the new coronavirus as the number of cases rise. The state of emergency, which runs until May 6, will only permit Tokyo's governor and heads of the six other jurisdictions to do more to reinforce calls for social distancing. The announcement follows surges in new cases in Tokyo. By Tuesday, there were 1,196 confirmed cases in the metropolitan region. Nationwide, Japan has reported 91 deaths from the COVID-19. Asian markets were mixed Wednesday, as investors' rising optimism about the trend of the coronavirus pandemic was tempered with news of the mounting death toll. Meanwhile, European markets all trading in negative territory during mid-morning trading. This is VOA News. Life is slowly returning to normal in Wuhan on Wednesday after Chinese authorities lifted the 11-week lockdown, allowing residents to once again travel in and out of the city where the coronavirus pandemic began. Wuhan's 11 million residents are now permitted to leave without special authorization, as long as a mandatory smartphone application powered by a mix of data tracking and government surveillance shows they are healthy and have not been in recent contact with anyone confirmed to have the virus. Here in the U.S., Arizona Governor Doug Ducey has issued an executive order requiring people flying into Arizona from New York, Connecticut, or New Jersey to self-quarantine for 14 days. Other areas with widespread outbreaks can be added. The State Health Department will work with airlines to identify and notify affected travelers, and police across the state will help with enforcement. In Arizona, more than 2,500 COVID-19 cases have been reported. 73 people have died as of Tuesday. The Midwestern state of Wisconsin will wait until at least Monday to release the results of its Democratic presidential primary, which went ahead with in-person voting on Tuesday, despite concerns about the coronavirus spread. The delay is to give time for election officials to receive ballots submitted by people who prefer to use the mail system to cast their vote. Wisconsin has more than 2,400 confirmed coronavirus cases and 84 recorded deaths. More than a dozen U.S. states have already postponed the Democratic presidential primaries in April and May between former Vice President Joe Biden and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders until weeks from now, in hopes that by then the effects of the virus will have somewhat dissipated enough to allow voters to show up at the poll places to cast ballots without endangering their health. And Twitter boss Jack Dorsey has pledged $1 billion to help fund relief efforts related to the coronavirus. He says he'll get the funds from his stake in the payment app Square he helped found, and which he leads alongside Twitter. Dorsey says the donations mark about 28% of his wealth. He said the funds will be distributed through his foundation called Start Smart, a charity focused on universal basic income and girls' education and health. From here in Washington, this is VOA News at VOA.com. This is VOA News via remote. I'm Michael Brown.